From the central coast of California, across the nation and around the world, bringing you conscious living through positive thinking. It's time to turn the lead in your life into gold. It's Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her head. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air, I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. I'm backing up.
Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies. And in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the owner-operator of Radio Monterey, bringing you information unfiltered, uncensored by the corporate media. So listen to RadioMonterey.com. Get the information that will allow you to be more informed in your life. Magic for Life is also the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, which is coming back to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 29th and 30th. It's Halloween. It's Samhain, it's All Saints Day, All Souls Day, it's the Day of the Dead, and that means the veils between the worlds are thin. That could only mean one thing. It's time to have some fun. Come on out. Celebrate Halloween with the Rhoda Psychic Fair. Have a reading, have some body work, visit the vendors, wear a costume. Come as who you might have been, come as who you might become, come as who you are. Any way you choose to do it, visit rhodapsychicfair.com for more information. Get on our email list so you can be notified of the ongoing events throughout the course of the year, as well as the Rhoda Psychic Fair this coming October. Well, we have journeyed fast through this year, and we are at the tail end of September. Here it is, September 27th already. I don't know about you, but I don't know how we got here. So as you know, I love some Day by Day with James Allen. He wrote his essay in 1903, As a Man Thinketh, taking the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. He wants us to know that our thoughts and behaviors are what create our present reality, and our past thoughts and behaviors create our present. And our present thoughts and behaviors create our future. We are not predestined to where we are right now unless we choose to be. Every day we awaken anew, we have a new opportunity, a new chance to create a new future. And James Allen wants us to know that. So in Day by Day with James Allen, his words have been broken up into a little segment for each day of the month. And for the 27th, he tells us, identify your vision. The vision that you glorify in your mind, the ideal that you enthrone in your heart, this you will build your life by. This you will become. That's all I'm going to share from James Allen for today, because that completely sums up September and it sums up October. Going forward, we are at that precipice. We are at that point where we are being compelled to shift. The question is, will you make the choice? Let me repeat this again. Identify your vision. The vision that you glorify in your mind, the ideal that you enthrone in your heart, this you will build your life by, this you will become. And as a little mantra of going forward, remember as we shift, it's about releasing. And when we release, we have to release those things we have used to hold us down and tie us down. And very often, that comes down to those emotional hurts and wounds. And Chiron still being retrograde, you can never forgive enough. And today's daily word reminds us, when I forgive another, I become the divine's love in action. And remember to forgive yourself first and then forgive others. And that leads us into our segment for today. Kirilani is known as the Bridge of Light. She's an energetic healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. With her background in corporate consulting, leadership, and public service, Kirilani is a real-world agent of transformation. She's also an alchemist with essential oils, teas, and colors, and provides custom essential oil blends, hand-dyed silk scarves, and teas to create unique fusion combinations to empower your personal vibrations to bring great insights and transformation. She provides her unique Go With The Flow segment every Tuesday right here on Good Vibrations Radio. So let's welcome Kirilani and her Go With The Flow.
Thank you, Salazar. And I really am excited about our time together today, because I feel like there are so many opportunities afoot with all the vibrations that are going on. So September has been a wildly powerful month, and October is going to even take it to the next level. So before we jump into the months, let's back up and take a look at what this 2016 has been about for all of us. Because it's really an absolutely amazing year. And next year is going to get even better. So here we are in the culmination of a 9-year cycle. Now, it's not just any 9-year cycle. And in numerology, everything goes in cycles of 9. Most of us have a few 9-year cycles under our belt, but this one was the first 9-year cycle after the turn of the millennium. So let's take a look at what this energy of the millennium was about. It was all about graduating and moving from the energy of the knowledge of self, really understanding ourself, and ideally coming to a conclusion that we really aren't separate. We are really interconnected. And yet if we look at all the world events that happened, and even in our country, and maybe in our own lives, we see that the last millennium brought the height of selfishness, the height of self-centeredness, the height of greed, the height of separation. And maybe that was as it was meant to be, because we were deep in this period of limitations, and that is the ultimate limitation. To be disconnected from the divine, to be disconnected from source, to come up with a perspective that we're in this world all alone and we're out for ourselves. So we all have a little bit of that wound to heal. And as we transition into this millennium is all about that interconnectedness, that connection that we learn and our soul expands and grows through relationships, through our ability to create partnerships and to collaborate, to create something totally new. So you see all these inventions that have occurred, all these new business models, just over the last decade or so since we came into the new millennium. You've seen the popularity of things like Facebook and LinkedIn. Those are those network-like business models, these grounds-up collaboration type models are really very successful, because it's showing us an externalization, a manifestation of that shift of energy. And so it's saying to each of us that a lot of our opportunities are going to come from our interaction with other people. And yet, as Salazar is fond of saying, and he is so right, the most important relationship starts with our relationship with ourselves, our relationship with our soul. So here we are coming to the conclusion of this first 9-year cycle in this new millennium. Now, a lot of us thought, well, when it hit 2000, the world should shift, the world should change, we should open up into the Aquarian Age, everything should be beautiful. And it really hasn't been. It's been a little bit of fogging through the mud. Well, the reason for that is really because we're now still finishing off that era of limitations, because we had a shift in, winter solstice 2012, where we are finally starting to see a shifting of the tide. And we've been starting this 9-year cycle then, one side of the fence in limitations and one side in limitlessness. So we have an interesting 9-year going. So it's intended not just to integrate all of the lessons of the last 9 years, but to actually integrate really everything that had occurred to us during this time of limitation. And that's a lot, right? So not just this life, but all past lives, to see what the gift was, to see if we can understand the truth that all of that was all this great experiment into limitations to go as far into separation as we could go. And we did a really good job of that. Now the question is, in this year, are we done with learning those lessons? Are we willing to say, I'm willing to leave behind everything that I learned? I have a master's degree and a doctorate degree in limitations, in doing things the hard way, in doing things with pain and suffering, in doing things with sacrifice. Am I willing to lay all those down and say, I'm willing to learn a new way of being in the world? I'm willing to learn not just how to survive, but to actually show up and really love life and thrive. That's what this year is asking us. And if we look at where we are in the year, my goodness, September went fast. So we really only have a few days of September and October and November in this pure energy of 2016. And we just passed through autumn equinox, that time of balance between the light and the dark. And as we go toward the end of the year, we are deep in the manifestation cycle of the year. And when we are going on that downhill slide, the time is going to go even faster, and more of the bleeding energy of 2017 is coming in. So let's take a look at that for a minute. So 2017 is going to be our first 1 year, our first new beginnings, our first new cycle in pure limitlessness of this new millennium. Wow, right? So it becomes more and more important on this shift of 1 year to the next to say, what am I going to carry with me? And am I going to carry all these old wounds, all these old hardships, and make those limitlessness, make those limitless? So this is our time in September and October and November to use this year like a universal recycling program to say, I'm going to haul out all my baggage that I still am carrying around with me, and I'm willing to let it go. I'm willing to let it transform, because I'm willing to see what was the gift in that experience, and not hold on to the hurt, not hold on to the sorrow. You know, Solazar likes to say, it's like, you know, holding on to that anger and sorrow and bitterness is like drinking poison and thinking that you're punishing the other person. You're not. You're just poisoning your own life, your own light. So let's talk a little bit more about this autumn equinox, because it ties into where we're going. That autumn equinox, that balance of light and dark, it allows us to look at balance from a different perspective. Now, in the olden days, when we didn't know that the earth was round, and we didn't know that this balance of the equinox just had to do with the tilt of the planet and where we were in the cycles, and that if you're on the other side of the earth, you know, you would be having a different experience. So it's interesting to tap into that energy and redefine in our mind what balance truly is, that we always have within us the balance. The key is always there. So if we look and say that balance of light and dark within us, that the darkness is just unrealized potential, that brings us to the magic of September. And literally, September is all about magic and miracles. It is about that limitless potential and possibilities. It's the pregnant void of all possibilities, of things that just have not come into fruition yet. And so in this month, we have the opportunity to reach into that place and to pull out, to manifest into reality, to bring in to physicality that which we desire. So what a wonderful thing to happen in the middle of the manifestation cycle. So here we have a couple more days, and I wanted to point out one that is particularly important, and that is on the 29th, on Thursday. We have this portal that's all about that energy of the millennium I talked about, that energy of connection and collaboration, of partnership, of communication. So pay attention that day of who comes into your life and what is the tone or tenor of those conversations. It's paired with the energy on the spiritual calendar of heaven on earth. And so that gives you this wonderful opportunity to plant some new seeds, plant some new connections to carry you into next year. It's a good seeding day. And now let's talk a little bit about October, because, wow, October, what an amazing lineup we have coming. So first of all, let's talk about what October is every year. It is this month that brings you, I don't want to say a breather, but an opportunity to balance everything that's occurred in the year so far, because we've been at quite a pace, and it's asking us to take everything that we've learned this year and harvest it into wisdom, to look at the truth in a new way. And the base energy of October is based on balance, it's based on harmony, it's based on love. So what we start seeing is if we can look at all of the experiences that we've had in this life and love ourselves and love the other person in it and be grateful and bring it back into balance, really diffuse and transform any of the emotional charge to that situation. And Salazar has talked about Ho'oponopono on the show, using that technique of, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. And you're doing that with yourself. It's back to, you know, these wounds that we carry. We're the only ones who can really open up to allow them to heal. And the greatest salve for healing those wounds is love. And the greatest love is opening up to the love of your soul. So if we can do that, suddenly it brings into a new light, a new perspective, everything that has ever happened to us. So all these things that we beat ourselves up about and said, oh, I'm not enough, or this happened to me because I'm somehow secretly a bad person, the whole concept of original sin, all that BS, right? This is the time to say, I'm willing to graduate from all those things. I don't believe that that is the truth of who I am. I believe that I am a being of light and love and truth. I believe that the divinity is within me. And opening up to that new level of letting yourself graduate, and as you do that, you give permission to all these other people in your life to do the same thing. So traditionally, numerology-wise, this energy of October was about the master teacher. And yet, in this era, it's all about experiences and connection, like we said, in this millennium. And it doesn't mean that suddenly you become the teacher pontificating, to everyone else that is somehow beneath you. It's just simply being willing to open up and share your experience. And by sharing that experience, we activate each other. We become the catalyst in each other's life to encourage each other to awaken, to encourage each other to share more of our light and love. And that is a level of wisdom that, you know, through that interaction with each other, we can see the situation more clearly. And we almost naturally gravitate people into our lives that can either give us a puzzle piece to help us figure out and see things more clearly, or that we are there to give them a puzzle piece, or mutually, right? So that is what this energy of October is about. And I want to share some of the special vibrational opportunities that are happening in October, because there's quite a lot of them. But before I go to that, I wanted to share the tools that you can align with in October. First of all, if you want to use the aromatherapy, there's some interesting and wonderful ones, and the colors tie also to aromatherapy. So you've got the colors of peach and orange and laurel. Now, those can also be used with food or with color or with aromatherapy. So you can put orange essential oil or just a slice of orange in your water and drink that throughout the day. You can connect with the essential oils for cypress and tuberose and cumin. Cumin you can also stick in all your food. So those are really accessible and easy to connect with. Now, I want to particularly focus on cypress for a minute. I've only discovered cypress in the last couple of years, and it is an amazingly powerful essential oil that works particularly well on areas where there's emotional stagnation. So if you felt, or mental, but particularly emotional, if you have felt stuck, if you cannot, or trapped, or, you know, in a situation where you just couldn't figure out how to unravel it, how to wedge yourself free, cypress is a tremendous tool for allowing that movement to start. And paired with a month of clarity, it gives you both a way to untangle these knots that we have in our hearts, these knots that we have in our minds that are keeping us imprisoned. So definitely, if you're interested in picking up the cypress, I would recommend the doTERRA one. They're certified therapeutic grade, and you can get them at www.mydoTERRA.com/vibe. And let's see, on the stones, you can work with diamonds, marble, and topaz. So let's talk about the opportunities. My gosh, there's so much. So first of all, before we jump into that, Solas, are there any questions just on October as a whole?
Sorry, a little slow. I actually had a question about the 1 year, though. So
yes.
Are you saying that 2007 and
2017.
Hold on, let me finish. 2007 and 2008 were not the transition from limitless, from limitation to limitlessness?
No.
Why not?
Because we had to go through Winter Solstice 2012 for that opening.
Okay.
And
but 2008 to 2016 would have been the first series of nine in a millennium of limitlessness. But you're saying we didn't get the advantage of limitlesssness in that 9 year period.
Yeah, until 2013, so 2013, 14, 15, 16, we've had this benefit of the limitlessness coming in. Before that, when we started this 9 year cycle, we were still in limitation.
All right.
So it's really, you know, and this isn't, I don't know, it's not precise down to the minute. You know, it's these overlapping currents of energy. So if, I think of like scuba diving. If you go up or down 5 or 10 feet, the temperature of the water can change dramatically. Mm. And so sometimes during this bleed-over period, it's a matter of intention. It's a matter of where we are in our own state of balance, whether we can access that limitless energy. So, you know, if you have a situation in your life where you feel like you're reacting, you're out of balance, just stop and center yourself a little bit, breathe into your heart, take a couple deep breaths, you know, go outside and get some time in the sun or connect with the earth. All these things help with being in that state of balance, because we can't really access the clarity and wisdom of October without getting into the balance state first. And as we're in balance and we open to that clarity and wisdom, we open up to the limitless potential.
Okay, but that's more about October. I was actually asking that this is the first I've heard that 9-year period was not a period of journey of a 1 year. For instance, 2008 is a 1 year in limitlessness. Now it was a 1 year that was kind of an overlap of limitation and limitlessness. That's the first I've heard that. That's why I asked.
Although it was in the new millennium, if you think of this 9-year cycle that started in 2008, it becomes kind of a bridge cycle.
Okay, I got that.
Yeah. And then next year we start clean, hopefully. You know, and that's the question of the next couple months. What can I do to clean my slate, right?
Okay, before you go into October, though, why don't I give the astrology for the rest of September, since I won't be doing astrology for October till next week. So that way, then you can start into October clean.
Excellent.
I can be the bridge. I'm having fun with myself. I apologize. So as you were talking about, of course, that autumn equinox, as people remember too, that's the sun going into Libra and moving into Libra. And Libra is all about balance and harmony. At the same time, sometimes Libras have a tough time making a decision. So while people may find themselves, because Mercury is direct and the sun is in Libra, that things are more harmonious, maybe less contentious, and they're taking actions to move forward, they may still find themselves periodically seeming like they're having difficulty. And it's not a Mercury thing, it's just a Libran thing. Now, also last Friday, Venus went into Scorpio. So Venus, our planet of love and harmony, which was in Libra, the sign of harmony and balance, went into Scorpio. So over the next month and a half, people may find themselves emotionally shifting dramatically. You know, they may love passionately, they may strike out defensively and sting, you know, and they may possess intently, that's mine. It's all part of the nature of the Scorpion energy playing around with our little love planet. People may find themselves a little more paranoid, a little more suspicious of other people and their motives. It's just going to be the nature of what it is. Whatever you value most, you will fear losing the most over the next month and a half during that. So we will smother, we will be smothered, we will have mood swings. But at the end, we want to be able to look back when Venus moves out of Scorpio and remember the motto from the Knights Templar in The Last Crusade when he told Harrison Ford, choose wisely. So whatever we choose to do emotionally over the next month and a half, we want to do our best to choose wisely. So we're not going back to glue back together the broken china. We're actually just going back to feel good about how we recognized it was the influence, it wasn't the reality, and we were able to manage it well. Now, yesterday, Monday, Pluto went direct in Capricorn. Now, Pluto has been retrograde since April 18th, a day which, of course, everyone should mark on their calendar. But so we've got our planet of rebirth, transformation, and hidden power going direct in the Earth sign of determination and persistence. So this is really good. It's a good governor on Pluto. Pluto rules Scorpio, but now sitting in Capricorn, it'll help temper the obsessive behavior of Scorpio, and he'll actually be conjunct there with Venus, which will also help soften that transformative power of Pluto. So during the retrograde, which started April 18th, Pluto told us to uncover what's really important, identify your power, and be willing to transform. And it's time to pay that bill. The bill is now due. You may find yourself automatically executing on some uncovered elements. You may find yourself taking action on things that you've been putting off forever. So if you haven't put something into place on items that you want to take action on, now's the time. This is about home. It's about investments. It's about relationships. It's about your life. Look at Pluto as the infrastructure of your life. How is your foundation? How is your frame? How is your stability? Pluto is here to say you need to transform those items that aren't solid and stable. So while Pluto can be gentle because he doesn't like to always transform everything at one time, so he acts a bit at a time, kind of like the old, how do you eat a chocolate elephant, one bite at a time? Pluto's willing to take that one bite, but the big issues, he'll just overturn. So the forward motion of Pluto will allow additional items to come from to the surface for clearing and transformation, because Pluto rules the underworld, the deep recesses where you like to bury the items you just don't want to deal with. And now it's dealing time. And remember, Pluto creates the fire, the ashes, and the phoenix. So Pluto isn't about just burning it to the ground. Pluto's about rebirthing it as something much more better, much more solid, much more stable for your life. So we want to let Pluto uncover and reveal what you need to transform, then transform it. And with that persistence of Capricorn, you're going to find you get a lot accomplished. This is not going to be frightening. This is going to be positive. And it goes along with that whole issue of it's time for us to shift. Now on the 30th, there's going to be the new moon in Libra. And we remember on the 1st, we started with a new moon. And then we're ending the month with a new moon. So this is where one of the few months where we have two new moons on each side of it. And some call this a black moon. But a new moon is about new opportunities. And so you get a double dose. Now that means double the opportunity and double the potential. It's like the universe is saying, go do something. I'm with you. I got your back. So the new moon on September 1st had a lot to do with changes in career and health and finances. This one will involve others. And that doesn't mean romantic relationships. It means all relationships. So relationships will stay or appear based on whether they help you move forward. It's not even that you're going to choose them. They're going to appear and you're going to have to identify them. And you're going to keep relationships because you can identify how they help you move forward, but others will start going away. You don't necessarily have to cut off relationships, but you're going to be observant of the distinction. Does this relationship help me move forward? Does this relationship hold me back? And you'll start seeing that. So treat it like an iPhone. You know, they're talking about the new iPhone 7, I think it is, with a larger camera aperture and the ability to take photos in less light. And the question is, do you really need that? Or does your current iPhone move you forward as much as you need to move forward? So it's about trying to have some fun. It's about play. And it's important for us to work at reducing or eliminating the drama as we go through the shifts. So that's what's coming up through the end of the month, Kira.
Well, there's a ton going on. you know, between astrologically, that sounds actually great, and it seems supportive and harmonious with the way the vibrations come together and the astrology. So I think I'll jump in to sharing some of the things that are coming up in October. And I'm going to do this a little bit different because I'm trying to let you get a picture of October as a whole, because there's some patterns as we go through the month. So first, there are, as I mentioned, as we go into October, November, December, there's this energy that's aligning to next year, to 2017, to the planting of new seeds. So on the 3rd, the 12th, the 21st, and the 30th, there are these portals of creation. It's known as the hand of God energy, where it's sweeping through your life, allowing you to change gracefully, allowing you to create a new way of being. So that also, depending on how you look at the vibration, those days is also this universal recycling day. So it lets you clear out all that's not serving you, all of that, any baggage that's still laying around, and lets you say to the universe, this is what I would like to replace it with. And if you don't know what you'd like to replace it with, just fill it with light, golden light. And fill it with gratitude, fill it with love. And say to your soul and to the universe, fill it with whatever is going to bring me delight, or is going to bring me peace, or is going to bring me whatever it is that you would like a little bit more of in your life. So that is big days. So 3rd, 12th, 21st, 30th. The next set of opportunities occur on the 9th, the 18th, and the 27th. This is where we have, think of it as an express elevator, to opening up to that clarity and wisdom, and based on that, being willing to graduate and say, okay, I'm done with those lessons of limitation. So by opening up, let's see, how do I describe this one? So it's a little bit like taking your mundane third dimensional life, this very practical reality level, and infusing it with more of a spiritual direction that allows you to really be that bridge between heaven and earth, to say, I will take and infuse that heaven into my physical reality and uplift it out of third dimensional reality into fourth dimensional reality based on unconditional love. So this is really, it's kind of like a powerful day if you were out mountain climbing, to throw your grappling hook up as high as you can to the highest peak. And to know then that as you go through the rest of this year into next year, you can use those as guidelines to start climbing up that mountain. So then, next set of opportunities is on the 20th and the 29th. So here, we have another set of portals. Now, these are portals of focus, and they're asking us to achieve success in a new way, instead of through, you know, work responsibility, discipline, dedication, devotion, that hard work, no pain, no gain, to say, I will succeed through focused intention and action aligned with that intention. So these are days of action. These are days of focus. These are days to really zero in on your plan for what you want to create in your life. So those are...
So, of course, the 29th is the day for people to focus on going to the Rota Psychic Fair, of course.
Well, that's going to be... That actually is going to be a tremendous opportunity for people, because with that kind of day, It's also got that seat of God, again, bridge between heaven and earth energy. And with what you create at the fair, you really give people a lot of practical tools to apply spirituality in their life, to help with things that are health related, to help with things that give them a little bit of insight or guidance. But it's back to each of us is our own shaman. Each of us is our own guru. And, you know, that's really what October is about, is to say, you don't need anything outside of yourself. You need to go deep inside and hear your own truth. And all these things are tools. Think of them like some of them are training wheels to help you listen to that voice inside. You know, some of them help give you one of the puzzle pieces that you might need on your path. You know, I recently, there was a lady that was out here temporarily on assignment, and she taught a new type of yoga at work at the end of the day. And I had no reason to not go because it was convenient and it was there and it was free. Well, she gave me this puzzle piece because in the past I would have said, well, I can't do yoga. I'm not a bendable person. And in just, I don't even think I ended up at all of them, maybe four classes, I had these amazing breakthroughs with this, just the way she did it. It was a little bit different. So that's what I love about the Road Affair. It's become very experiential. And consequently, you can show up. And for really the cost of admission, hear a lot of different lectures, go around, see the booths, and experience different things. And it might just be that puzzle piece that jumps you to the next level. You know, that is, I'm sorry, I got off on a little tangent on the Road Affair, but I'm excited that you have that vibration to work with for the fair. And then a couple more opportunities on the 13th and the 22nd, you have the infusion of heaven on earth, and then on the, the 15th and the 24th, you have the energy of the master lovers, a high level of healing. So if there's any little boo-boos that are left in your holding in your heart that are keeping your heart closed for any reason whatsoever, those are the days to say, okay, let's dig in there and figure out what it is. And then you got to look at yourself in the mirror and say, how much longer do I want to walk through life carrying these wounds and these scars? And am I willing to let them go? Because life is meant to be lived in love. Life is meant to be lived with an open heart. That is where our safety comes from now. So really amazing month.
Can I make a comment?
Yeah.
Well, I want to also mention on the Master Lovers, because, and certainly if you don't agree with what I'm going to say, please feel free to say that. But when I consider the Master Lovers, and I think of even the Lover card in the Tarot, it's really about there can't be no love if we don't love ourselves. If we haven't taken a look, so if on the 15th, we get to the 15th of October, and we're saying something like, I just can't stand this part of myself. We're not bringing in the energy of the Master Lovers. We have to love all elements of ourselves. It doesn't mean we're not improving. It doesn't mean we're not trying to make it better. It doesn't mean it's the best that we believe it can be. But we still have to love it. And our healing will come from loving ourselves. And only then, I believe, can we extend that out to others.
I think that that's a perfect thing to bring up, because both the vibration, the 66 vibration, and the Master Lovers card, they are, there's an aspect there of integration. It's about honoring both the creative parts of ourselves and the manifesting parts of ourselves. And as we heal that within us, that divine feminine, the divine masculine within us, and as we do that, it brings up mother wounds, And Chiron's still active, right? So that wounded healer aspect of ourselves. You know, father wounds, the whole healing of the patriarchy, and the return of the divine feminine, all of that's up, right? Because that's part of standing on the brink of these huge shifts in time. These, what we were talking about, this shift from limitations to limitlessness, this shift from the Piscean age to the Aquarian age, this shift, oh my goodness, of a whole new way of being. And so there's, within, back to within us, there have been all these experiences, right? And we stand now at this threshold saying we are all alchemists, we are all divine transformers, to take that fertilizer, that manure, that all these experiences of our life create, it's fuel. It's fuel for transformation to say, okay, these are the things I experienced. And now I would suggest things could be improved if we did X, Y, Z, right? And then we start enacting those in our life. So it's back to, you know, open up the furnace and throw the fuel in the fire and be ready to watch the transformation and let yourself become a different person. Between now and next year, you know, there's so many opportunities. So I just appreciate, Solazar, you giving me a little bit more time tonight because there's so much going on with October. And I send blessings to everyone. I'm going to be over on the Big Island of Hawaii doing some really sacred spiritual work, and I will be sending everyone blessings from there. Lots of juicy energy to work with over the next couple of weeks, and I look forward to bringing that back and sharing it with you toward the end of October.
One quick question before you go. Could you remind me again, what was 3, 12, 21, and 30? What was that a portal of? What were those days?
Those are Hand of God days. They're portals of creation and co-creation.
Okay.
They're really, you know, do a creative project that day. You know, let your right brain out to play.
Okay, and then I had 9, 18, and 27 were the days to infuse spirituality into our lives, to take our reality-based lives and bring more spirituality into it.
Yes.
Okay, and then the 20 and 29th was focus, so succeed through focused intention.
Mm-hmm.
The 13th and the 22nd were heaven on earth, kind of creating art. And again, as we've talked before on the show, that's creating our heaven on earth. My heaven on earth may not be your heaven on earth, and your heaven on earth may not be Rosie's heaven on earth. And that's okay. It's for us to create our heaven on earth. And then the 15th and the 24th, as you mentioned, of course, that energy of the master lovers, and it's about healing. And we heal. So if I've got those correct, is that correct?
You got it.
All right. Well, thank you, Kira. Thank you for spending the time and sharing all your information. And we'll talk to you once again when you get back from your spiritual journey and you could see what new insights you'll have for us at that time.
Ah, well, blessings to you.
Okay. And you.
Namaste.
So we want to remind folks that we'll be replaying this also on the first Tuesday of October so that you have more than one opportunity to get this information in and absorb it because it is so much information. So not only are we playing it today on the 27th, but we'll also be playing it on that first, the 3rd of October. Whoops, let me just check again. I'm sorry, the 4th of October. So you can hear it again. It's important. Now, it does replay tomorrow night, Wednesday, from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. And it also replays again Saturday evening. This will replay from 7 to 8 p.m. Saturday evening right here on Radio Monterey. You can just go online. You can use one of the apps. You can listen online. Or you can use the call-in number. But it's a lot of information. And as we're planning for this October, going forward, closing out our September and planning to go forward, this is our closet cleaning time. We are cleaning out our closet and getting ready for the new you. That's what you're doing. It's the new you that's coming forward. And the new you is who you choose to bring forward. Maybe it's all of the new you. Maybe it's only parts of the new you. It's wherever you're comfortable, but this is the time to try to bring it forward. We also talked about healing and forgiveness. It is so important that when we forgive, we don't just say, I forgive Bob. I'm going to forgive him for what he did. He upset me, but damn it, I'm going to forgive him. Actually, what we have to do is forgive ourselves. Forgiving ourselves is the key element to ensuring that a forgiveness sticks and stays. So once again, I've done it before and I'm going to do it again. I'm going to close out tonight with the forgiveness prayer from Lisa Barnett from her Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records. Now, the advantage of this forgiveness prayer is that it forgives on three levels. We forgive others for any harm they've done to us. We forgive ourselves for any harm we've done to others. And we forgive ourselves for any harm we've done to ourselves. Now, I'll say this prayer. I'll say it so that you can repeat the words after me. But allow yourself first to take in a deep breath and release. Feel that healing energy coming in and flushing out the stress and the tension. Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. Allow yourself to feel that calming energy. If you're driving, don't do these deep breaths. Pay attention to your driving. If you're sitting at home, do not lie down. This is not a time for taking a nap. This is a time for being aware. You may close your eyes as long as you're sitting up. Be comfortable. Hands in your lap. Breathe in. Breathe out. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward anyone or anything that has hurt me, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive them as I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself for any hurt that I have caused others, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself for any hurt that I have caused myself, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and I release the energy of the past. I invoke the power of grace and forgiveness to transform my body, mind, and heart as I return to my divine innocence. And so it is. Thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. And as you go from September into October, remember these affirmations. Say them after me, and if you want them, send an email to solazar@gmail.com. Use the contact page of goodvibrationsradio.com, and I will send these to you. They're from Alexandra Parnes from her book, Activate Joy. I am a worthy, deserving person. I am worthy of happiness. I am worthy of thinking my own thoughts. I am worthy of feeling my own feelings. I am worthy of loving and being loved. I am worthy of living my fortune. It's my birthright. I am worthy of being at peace with myself and the world. I have complete faith in myself, and I know my worthiness. This show will replay tomorrow evening from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. We'll be back with Joyce Muse on Thursday the 29th, so we can hear once again her closing words for September, as well as what to expect in October. So this week is your power week for preparing for your October. Make this your transformation. Make your life one of transformation. Thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. Turn the lead in your life into gold. Many blessings. Namaste.
Gotta keep those love good vibrations happening with us.